Blog Talk Radio.
God's love for you goes on and on. When other hearts have failed, this love for gain from Calvary's cross, where that love was nailed. You must believe He wants the best for you, though your prayers have yet to show. So let your heart be strong and your faith arise as I give you what I know. Well, I know there's a God in heaven who saves, who delivers, and heals. For He gave His Son,
Hey, this is Ann Windsor here at the Zoe Radio Network. Welcome to my broadcast for today. I have wanted to just greet you, to be with you again for a little while today. And the topic of the broadcast for today is the rallying cry from heaven. Dr. John G. Lake preached a sermon entitled The Calling of the Soul, and in it he states that God has a call in His own spirit. If you're listening to this broadcast, I'm sure that you can testify that you've heard that still small voice on the inside calling you to salvation, calling you to prayer, calling you to rejoice, calling you to read your Bible. We get that inward witness from the Spirit of God. That's God's calling in your life. He's calling your soul. He's calling your spirit to come and have fellowship with Him. As it says in 1 John, come and fellowship with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So when we're not a Christian, we hear that call to salvation. When we become a Christian, we hear and sense that call to fellowship with the Father. And today, in the times that we're living in, there's another cry from God's soul, a call that is going out from His soul. And the purpose of this call is to rally His end time special forces. A few weeks ago, got a fresh call myself. I had a vision renewed. Several years ago, we were involved with a ministry, and we were talking about God's special forces. And we got ourselves military uniforms and the little special forces pin that you see on the broadcast today. We had those, and we were going to win souls for Jesus and lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. Oh, we were just having a wonderful time. Well, over the years, that vision kind of faded in the back, but it was like the back of my heart. But that rallying cry to be in the operational special forces of God's end time harvest was still in the back of my heart. It was still the calling that I was hearing in my own soul. And a couple weeks ago, I went to minister at a women's conference. And as I was praying about what to do when I went there, I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want you to go, I heard the Lord say, I want you to go and enroll them, those women, in my end time special forces, my special forces group. And so it was like that whole vision of the special forces, God's special forces for these days in which we live, just reawakened on the inside of my heart. And really, it ties right in to everything that I've talked about and shared previously. And it ties right in to Dr. Lake's sermon on the calling of the soul. God has a call in his own spirit. You know, Jesus told us to pray, really requested only one thing for us to pray for him at his request. And he said that was to pray and ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest. That is the cry, the call of God's own heart, the call of Jesus' heart, the cry of Jesus' heart for laborers to go in to the harvest. Dr. Lake goes on and he says, the call of the Spirit of God is the call of righteousness, the call of truth, the call of love, the call of power, the call of faith. As I read those words, I saw them like a piece of pie, for example, a wheel divided into sections. And I saw that as the whole job description, you might say, of a special forces operative. Yes, we receive righteousness as a gift when we receive Jesus as our Savior. He becomes our righteousness. When we accept Christ as our Savior, we are justified in God's sight by the application of his redemptive work to our lives. But God doesn't want you just to have righteousness to get into heaven. He wants you to enjoy living out the force of righteousness in your life. There is a eminence, a fragrance that comes off of the recreated human spirit, and it is the fragrance of righteousness. Ephesians 4 says that as believers, we have been recreated, and that new man has been created in righteousness and true holiness. There is a force, a special forces force, a force for special forces to use in the force of righteousness. Righteousness repels temptations. Righteousness repels darkness. Righteousness will operate in your life and sanctify you wholly, soul and body. It will protect you. It's like, again, the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6 says that you are to put on the breastplate of righteousness. And that is righteousness that is not only the state of being of your new creation, that is righteousness that is lived, a life of righteousness. When you live a life of righteousness, then you are showing the devil that he is under your feet in your everyday life. You are mastering his temptations, his tests, his trials. In one of the other books I have of Dr. Lake's sermons on dominion over demons, disease, and death, he says, in the truly born again soul, the first awareness is an awareness of victory, dominion over sin. And he went on to say, and in the truly God-enlightened soul, dominion over sickness as well. Righteousness brings a sense of dominion. And as you live out righteousness, you will live in dominion over the personal spirits, demonic spirits, personal devils assigned to you to tempt you, to test you, to try you. Special forces operatives, if you look at just the world, when I was ministering at the women's conference, I just got out a video from YouTube and I listened to it and I jotted down some notes about special forces. Special operations forces are the elite commandos of the U.S. military. They are called upon to perform the toughest duties in the armed forces, and their actions directly affect the protection of America's freedom. God is sending out a call to the souls of those in the body of Christ to enroll in His special forces. And so when you overcome, the special forces are the elite commandos. They have already overcome the everyday ordinary of life. They have their life under control. They have a commitment that they have made. They have their bodies in subjection. They have their minds focused on their objective. All the forces of their being, their will, everything has been committed to operating in the special forces units. That's what, as believers, we must have. This calling, God has the in His spirit, the call of righteousness. He wants people that will not only be righteous by faith, but that will live righteous lives. When you stand before the principalities and the powers, you want to hear them say, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, and you I know. And how does the devil come to know you? By you personally defeating him in the everyday skirmishes of life that you have with him. The next thing, the call of the Spirit of God is for the call of truth. God wants us to operate in truth. Special forces operate in truth, in the truth of the Word of God. Greater is He that is in them than he that is in the world. In my name you shall cast out devils and lay hands on the sick. All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto me, Jesus said. Therefore, go in my name. Hallelujah. Make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. You, as a believer, have taken the Word of God as the final authority in your life, the truth. You operate. You learn that truth. You learn those scriptures. You renew your mind to them. Then you guide your life by them. The Word of God has become the plumb line by which you live your life. You operate in truth. You know truth. You acknowledge truth. You operate in that truth. And I would say truth with a capital T. The next call of God's Spirit is the call of love. Why do we want to operate? Why do we hear the call? Why do we want to operate? Why do we want to commit to the special forces? Yes, spiritual special forces in these end times. Primarily, chiefly, it must be because you love people. We love people. We do not want to see them sifted. We do not want to see them go off into a Christless eternity. We don't want to see them sick and lame and broken and deceived. We love people. The love of God controls us. God so loved the world that He wants to give His special forces to go forth and hold forth Christ to them in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation that we are living them in. Jesus is the answer for the world today, and there is none other. Hallelujah. The call of love. We do it because we love. He did it because He loved. He is calling us. Will you love them for me? Will you love them as me? Love. The call of righteousness, the call of truth, the call of love. Then comes the call of power. Operating in the power of God. Dr. Lake said the Holy Spirit is a tangible substance that is a very difficult concept to keep a hold of, because He can't be felt with the five senses, but He's more real even than the five senses. Your body will disintegrate, go into the ground, matter disintegrates, but the spirit world is the world from which we came, and that world is more real than this world. So the call of power to operate in the tangible power of the Holy Spirit in order to see people set free. Special forces. This is another thing I just want to share with you a little bit about them. Here's some other of their characteristics. They stand ready for combat on a moment's notice. They have split second thinking. They have extreme focus, superhuman endurance. They can carry out direct action raids. They're lightning fast, will go to hell and back to set the oppressed free. They will go to hell and back to set the oppressed free. That takes some power. God wants you to be a vessel through whom he can manifest his power. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still wants to set the captives free. He is still anointed. As Acts 10:38 says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And he is the same today as he was yesterday, and he will be the same forever. Of course, in the forever, there won't be any oppressed to set free. But today, they are. There's many oppressed, and the numbers are growing. And Jesus is wanting some special forces. A special forces person is on call at the voice of the Good Shepherd. You know, we look back at the old timers, Dr. Lake, for example, Dowie, Charles Parham, Smith Wigglesworth, some of these people. We read their life stories. We see the spontaneity with which they operated. Philip from the book of Acts is an example. He was preaching a revival, and the Spirit said to him, go down into the desert. And here he was having a tremendous revival. And all he had to pick up, it made no sense, and go down into the desert. But who came by but the Ethiopian eunuch? And Philip preached the gospel unto him, baptized him. He became a believer, and he got baptized, and the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. And we see today there's believers in Ethiopia because of Philip's instantaneous, spontaneous obedience to what the Spirit said to him. We need some of that today. We have too much planned out to sit in our homes. I've read the stories of the people from long ago. They didn't have cell phones, televisions, or even telephones. And the Spirit of God will say to them, in Acts, we have it in the book of Acts even, how the Spirit spoke to the disciple Ananias and said, go over there into Straight Street, I think it is, and there is one Saul, and he prays. And he's seen in a vision a man called Ananias coming in and laying his hands on him that he might be healed. So the Holy Spirit knows the exact address where people live, and he is able to communicate that to you. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Being open. Don't wait for some formal type of program. I had someone post on my Facebook page the other day that the church has become activity-centered. I don't think that was the exact word that they used. I can't remember what it is right now. But it's like, Everything has to be centered around a formal type of activity. Well, you look at the book of Acts. There was activity going on all the time. And it wasn't when it wasn't formally organized. The Holy Spirit was speaking to each disciple individually and sending them about their way. This is what it says. This is Acts 9:11. And the Lord said to him, Ananias, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Well, the Holy Spirit told him what street it was, told him what house it was in, told him what Saul's name was. Well, everything he needed to know. There, it's fine to go out in groups. It's fine to organize programs for churches. But can you imagine? There's a little woman. There's a abused wife. There's a drunkard. There's a abandoned child. There is an addicted teenager sitting in their house crying out to God. And God just speaks to you by his Spirit. He says, go down the street, three blocks, turn left, and go up to on the right side of the street and knock at the second door. And you go there, and that person is just, they've just cried out to God. And then a half hour later, you've shown up at their door. Said, the Lord sent me over here. Is, do you need anything? Do you need prayer? The Lord will tell you what to say when you get there. That's what he says. Well, even what he said to Ananias. Then Ananias said, Lord, I have heard of many of this, by many of this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. But the Lord said to him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. So Ananias got all the military actions, if you want to put it that way, that he was to take from the Lord before he ever got there. Sometimes the Lord will give you all of it. Sometimes he'll just say, go to the door and knock on the door and say, I was praying and the Lord told me to come over to your house. Is there anything that you need prayer for? I would encourage you. This is special forces operations. That was one of the things that the Lord told me. He said, this isn't going to be a man-made organization. This is going to be a seen organization. It's going to be me and my disciples, my special troops, listening to my voice and obeying my directives on the spot, sometimes long term. Oh my, just think. I just want you to think with me for a minute. If all these past years, each person who sits in a church seat or a church pew would have become a special forces for Jesus and would just be open to hearing his directives from heaven and obeying him, how much bigger would the body of Christ be even today than what it is? We have seen so much accomplished by so few, but think about how much could have been accomplished by the many. Well, there's a cry coming from heaven right now, and God, by his Spirit, is wanting to call you. And if you hear the call, answer it. Answer it. Stand before him. Say, Lord, I want to be one of your special forces. Look at the little pin that I have on my program page today. The words underneath say, De oppressor, oppressor, liber. And what does that mean? That means setting the captives free. De oppresso, liber. Translation, to free from oppression. The call that goes out and troubles the waters in the hearts of the special forces is the call to set the captives free. Do you hear that call? The call to set the captives free. And if you're captive, the first person to start with is yourself. And that takes me back to my scripture that I wanted to share with you about David and his mighty men. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, David therefore departed and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him and everyone that was distressed, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. So it doesn't matter what state you're in today. If you've got that, oh, Lord, I would like to do that. Lord, oh, I wish that could be me. Well, if that's the words that are in your heart, then you've got the call. And if you're in distressed, if you're perplexed, if you are in debt, if you are discouraged, those are just the kind of people that God starts with. That's the kind that David started with. He built them into a mighty army. God will take care of healing, delivering, setting you if you are oppressed. He will set you free. The freedom will begin with you. So don't fail to answer the call. Don't fail to get up and start going in that direction toward God because you feel that you're oppressed and you just couldn't do it. You don't qualify. If you hear the call in your heart, that qualifies you. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray today for those that have listened to this broadcast. Lord Jesus, I believe there are many, 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 may even be a lost person listening right now, Lord. But they want to know you. They want to do something great for your kingdom. And so, Father, I thank you that by the blood of Jesus, they have been cleansed from their sins as they ask you for forgiveness. That Jesus, you come in and fill their heart as they ask you to come in. And you enroll them in your special forces. And you deliver them and you set them free. And you cause them to be one of your mighty men. And so, Father, I thank you for the believers that have listened today. Lord, help them to think on these things. Help them to ask themselves if they are hearing that calling in their own soul, the calling of the soul. And so, Father, I thank you today for your word as it goes forth and accomplishes that which you'd have it to do. Call your troops, Father, and enroll them in your special forces. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hands and worship all the day.